who are they accountable to if not the volunteers?
Right, because if it's not about serving the mission and the people who are actually carrying it out,
right,
then what's the point?
And it all comes back to inclusion.
There it is again.
Yeah, like it's not just about diversity or representation.
Right.
It's about creating a culture where everyone feels valued and heard.
Where their opinions matter.
Yeah, and she argues that the Girl Scouts, they talk a big game about inclusion, but they haven't really lived up to it.
Okay. The volunteer toolkit debacle. If they had actually listened to the volunteers,
right,
would they have ended up with that mess?
Probably not.
Right, because the volunteers are the ones who are actually using it.
They know what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, and it just seems like they skipped that crucial step, and it cost them big time.
In terms of money, but also in terms of trust.
Yeah, that loss of trust is huge.
Yeah, and that's why I think her story resonates with so many people.
Yeah, this disconnect between the people making decisions and the people those decisions affect.
Exactly. So what's the solution? Can this trend be reversed?
Well, she definitely thinks it can be.
Okay.
And she has some pretty radical ideas about how to do it.
Okay, so we've talked about the problems, the frustrations, all that stuff. But what does, like, change actually look like?
Right. Like, how do we fix this?
Yeah, what are some solutions?
Well, she's got some ideas.
Okay, lay it on me.
So remember that lawsuit that the Farthest North Council filed over the dues?
Yeah.
She thinks they should do something similar, but this time target the volunteer toolkit.
Oh, wow.
Like, get a bunch of councils together and just refuse to use it.
Like a boycott.
Exactly. And demand a better system.
One that doesn't cost a fortune and actually works.
Right. It's like a modern day Boston Tea Party.
I love it.
Volunteers taking a stand saying enough is enough.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It shows how deeply they feel about this.
That things have to change.
Yeah, and it's not just about saying no.
Okay.
She has some more constructive ideas, too.
Like what?
Like pushing for more transparency in the budget, making the national board more accountable.
Okay.
And giving volunteers more say in the decision making. She even brings up this old report from like 1996.
1996.
Yeah, the National Task Group report.
Okay.
And it basically outlines all these recommendations for making the Girl Scouts more democratic.
Wow. So they already had a roadmap.
Right.
Back in 1996.
Yeah. It's like she's saying, look, we know how to fix this.
Why aren't we doing it?
Right. And some of the ideas in that report are really great.
Like what?
Like making sure the national delegates are really representing their councils.
Okay.
Not just doing whatever the national board tells them to do.
Right. So more independence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And more two-way communication between the national and local levels.
If everyone's on the same page.
Right. And they even talk about like training volunteers on how to participate in the governance process.
Oh, that's interesting. So giving them the tools to be more effective.
Yeah. Empowering them to make a difference.
That sounds like a great plan.
It does. But the question is, will they actually listen?
Yeah. Will the people in charge be willing to give up some of that control?
Right. To make it more collaborative.
Yeah. That's the big question. And I don't know if we have the answer.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I think what's important is that people like her are speaking out.
Yeah, raising these issues.
Challenging the status quo.
Because that's how change happens.
Exactly. It starts with one voice, then another, then another.
And eventually it becomes a movement.
Right. And maybe that's what we need, a Girl Scout governance movement.
I like the sound of that.
Me too.
So what does this all mean for our listeners?
Right. Like, why should they care?
Yeah, maybe they're not Girl Scout volunteers, but they're part of some other organization.
Or even just a community.
Right. And they might be seeing some of these same dynamics.
Yeah, that disconnect between the leaders and the people they're supposed to be serving.
The lack of transparency.
The feeling that their voices don't matter.
It's a common problem.
It is. And I think the Girl Scouts are a really interesting case study because...
because they're all about empowering girls.
Right. To be leaders, to make a difference.
So are they living up to those ideals within their own organization?
That's the question we need to ask ourselves.
Not just about the Girl Scouts, but about any group we're a part of.
Are we just going along with the status quo?
Or are we pushing for something better?
And I think this blogger's story shows us that it is possible to make a difference.
It takes courage.
It does.
And persistence.
But it's worth it.
Because our voices matter.
They do. And if we use them, we can create a more just and equitable world.
Absolutely. Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
I hope you learned something.
I know, I did.
And maybe you're even feeling inspired to be a little bit of a troublemaker yourself.
A Girl Scout with a cause.
Go out there and make some change.